Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, so we had a guest in the studio who wrote a book. He wrote under the name Adam Kane, revealed himself on the show as Craig. And the book that I told you in short that morning was about a principal at an elite private school, a family man as he described it, and then everything that happened from there on. In the book, there are no references by name to people. All the characters have different names. Even he writes under a different name. On the show this morning is the family joining us, mother and son, who want to talk about the book, referred to in the book but not named, and I'm not going to name them this morning either. And also their attorney, Ulrich. Ulrich, I'm going to start with you. How's it? Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Martin. Thank you for having us.
Please give me the factual clarity pertaining to this, to the criminal charges leveled against Craig. What sentence he received, what the status is at the moment pertaining to his criminal record. We made reference to the case that morning as well.
Yes, thank you, Martin. I think the best way to deal with this matter is to stick to the facts. And the facts are that Craig Depreer, a.k.a. Adam Kane, the author of the book, was convicted of sexual assault of a minor child. I have the judgment here in front of me. He was convicted in the Randburg Magistrates Court, in the regional court, on 24 December 2015. And he was sentenced on 6 January 2016 to 4 years imprisonment. That sentence was served under Section 276(1)(i) of the Criminal Procedure Act, which states that he must serve 1/6 of his sentence, after which he was then placed under correctional supervision, so house arrest, for the remainder of his sentence. Now, numerous allegations were made by him when he was interviewed on the show a week ago that he was wrongfully convicted. There's no evidence of that at all. A criminal trial was held, evidence was led, and it was proven beyond a reasonable doubt that he sexually molested my client, who's sitting in the studio today. He admitted to the head of the school, Mr. John Pilkington, that he did molest my client. He also admitted this to the head of the governing body, Mr. Bogart. And he also admitted this to the parents of my client during a confrontation that they had with him at the school. Now, a lot of people have asked for evidence of this, and we've taken the liberty of placing all of this on our website so that people can have sight of it, the entire judgment, as well as the transcription of the voice recordings where the parents of my client confronted him, as well as the statement of Mr. John Pilkington, the head of the school, where he confirms that Craig Depreer admitted to him that he had molested our client. And this is all irrefutable evidence to show that he in fact did commit this crime. He served his sentence in accordance with what the court handed down. He never took the judgment or the sentence on appeal, and it was never overturned as claimed by him. Now, the difficulty that he sits with is that he supposedly wrote this book of his under a pseudonym, and he then came out and gave his real name, and he claimed that the book was 99.9% true. So one can then only assume that he's claiming that the book is true in its entirety, which in fact it is not. It is a complete falsification of the truth. He has been completely dishonest in the book, as well as in all the radio interviews that he has done and other book launches. And fact of the matter is, and it will remain, that he's a convicted sexual offender. His name has been registered on the sexual offenders list, and he was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment for sexually assaulting a minor child. And that is the factual truth. We've uploaded all of this onto our website, and it is available at www.rulegal.com.
Okay, we'll repeat that website in a couple of moments' time. Thank you, Ulrich. the mother. Why have you reacted in such a strong way to the publishing of the book and the media attention surrounding Craig Dupriya?
There's obviously so many reasons. The first one being the effect that this had on my child and our whole family. We have been through a very difficult and very long court case. It is very difficult as a mother to hear that somebody that you trusted as a headmaster of a school and a person that was in your home as a friend had molested your child. He basically destroyed us for a long, long time, and he created a lot of sorrow and anguish. You know, when he was convicted, I honestly believed that that would now be the end of it, and my child could find the peace that he desperately needed. And I was absolutely stunned when I found out about this book that had been written and the claims that he's made. It's just incredibly hurtful. It affects a lot of people. He's not been rehabilitated. You are meant to go to prison and come out rehabilitated, but he has not been rehabilitated. He clearly still shows absolutely no remorse and claims himself innocent, when in fact we have all the evidence and many, many confessions of guilt by him. He still thinks there's nothing wrong with what he did, even though he is a convicted paedophile, sexual offender of a minor child. And as a mother, he's my only son. I trusted Craig. I trusted the system. And it broke my heart. I can't tell you how badly this has, in fact, affected us. And this book is just like another, I don't know how to put it. It's a slap in the face. It's just beyond belief.
I was going to ask you what effect this book had on you. But I think you've given us a very clear indication how this has affected you. So what message do you want to send out to society this morning?
The message I would love to send out, if there are victims out there, please come forward. Don't let this book or claims by sexual offenders that they are free, that they haven't done anything wrong, ever stop you from coming forward, because the healing is so desperately important. Parents, be very careful of people who get too close to your children. I think that I need to stress more than anything, and particularly in schools. This was a Christian school. I wanted my children at a Christian school. And when somebody molests your child under the guise of Christianity and is a friend in your home, I can never describe that devastation to you. And my message to everybody is, please be wary, be involved, and be exceptionally careful with who you allow into your children's lives.
Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Final question to you, Ulrich. What are the legal steps that you've taken since the news about the book?
Our clients approached us last week, Friday. They only heard that the book had been published when Craig Dupriya was interviewed on Jacaranda. We then took immediate steps and we prevented the book from being published any further. The distributor has ceased to distribute the book any further. The book was available at Scoob's bookstore in Monte Cassino. They have removed the book from the shelves. Amazon has taken the book off of their website, and the Adam Kane website has been removed in its entirety. And I think the clear message that these people have sent out is that Adam Kane, or Craig Dupriya, has conned the entire world. And with all due respect, he conned this radio station as well. I mean, it was a complete fabrication of the truth, and he was dishonest. And anyone who wants to see the book, there's obviously ways of getting it, must know that they are supporting a convicted paedophile, and that it cannot be tolerated in our society.
I'm in fact going to give the last question to Sun. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
It's a pleasure.
How has this affected? What effect has this book had on you?
I mean, that's quite an open, broad question, but...
The book specifically?
Yeah. For me, and I think as my mother has already said, you know, going through the court proceedings, the long time, the drawn-out trial case, everything, to be destroyed in a book in minutes, that is what hurt us, you know. And from me being the victim, realizing that if another child had heard what had happened on the radio, you know, with the accused, the convicted Craig coming on and proclaiming his innocence and writing in the book all the fabrications, all the lies, all the corruption, it gives other children, you know, such a push down to say, if I come forward with this, what's going to happen to to the person who's just sexually molested me? You know, he may go to jail, yes, but then he can come out, write a book, and profit off of a book. For me, that it broke me. How do you take all of my pain, my suffering, and destroy it in a book, and to come on to a platform to promote that to South Africa? That it broke me. Then we've got the Instagram, the Facebook, the website. He is promoting that his innocence, but I still live with that pain. Yes, the court proceedings did help a minute amount with the healing, and more of my healing came from my family and the amazing love and support that I have, being friends, family, and obviously my relatives and siblings. You know, so for that, for him to come out and destroy that, that hurt me, and in more ways than you'll ever be able to imagine.
We've heard from Craig, we've heard from your mother this morning, we've heard from your attorney. I'll give finally your message to everyone listening this morning.
I think my mom summed it up quite well. For the kids out there who have been or are still being molested, and it doesn't matter if it's by Craig or whoever, the healing comes. It's a timely process, but you need to step forward. You need to speak to somebody, whether it be your mom, your sister, your a close friend. You need to speak about it, because we need to stop these people. These people are out there. We know it. It's all over the news. And on a weekly to a monthly basis, there is somebody new. This is happening. And if I can be that person who leapfrogs this for other children, this is all I've ever wanted, was A, to stop Craig, and B, to help other kids come forward and be open enough and give them the strength to come forward with whatever they are dealing with.
Ulrich, thank you for coming in. To your mom, mother, thank you so much for coming in, and for you coming in and sharing. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martin. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.